Have you ever thought of starting your own podcast, Jacob?
Yes, Joseph. I have thought about that.
When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions.
Yes, we did.
How do we record an episode?
Uh-huh.
How do we get our show on Apple Podcasts?
Right,
how do we get it on Spotify?
Right. Uh-huh.
Anyway, other places people like to listen. We wanted to know all these things, right?
Right. And the answer to every one of these questions, well, it's really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. Now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast.
What?
Yes.
We can get paid to podcast?
That's why we're recording this ad.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had a podcast a long time ago. Hosting was a mess to try and get sorted out, and I didn't make any money.
Uh-huh.
But now we can because of Anchor.
So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and Jacob and this other diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor.
That's anchor.fm/start. We can't wait to hear your podcast. Yeah,
that ought to be enough.
I was all over the place.
All right. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a crazy idea.
What was that?
I thought that we should record our video outside where sound is horrible.
It is windy today. It is.
Someone's trying to prove their manhood in the background.
No.
You know, if I only just revved my engine a little more, someone would love me.
I don't know how he... Apparently that guy is Batman. But no, we are in the parking lot where we actually shoot a lot of
our
videos.
Have you seen Lego Batman?
Yeah.
He's Lego Batman. Lego Batman. I got something to prove.
First try.
I don't love nobody.
All right, go ahead.
So we are actually in the parking lot of our local movie theater where we shoot a lot of our videos, but typically we're inside the truck. We had a crazy idea to shoot outside the truck. Let us know what you think.
You know who I blame? I blame Colin and Samir. They recorded what they called a vlog cast. They put on body mics.
Uh-huh.
And then they just walked around Venice Beach and recorded a podcast.
Well.
So it's like, oh, you hear them getting coffee and stuff. And you hear them outside, and it's like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're outside. We probably won't go get anything, though. It's...
No, we did that before.
Let us know what you think. It's not the greatest time to be doing this. It's a little bit windy today. We might try this again on a day when, you know, it's not quite as windy, but...
We're really just trying to push the microphone.
Yeah. It's new.
It's got a pretty nice wind...
A wind buster.
On it, yeah. 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 We're just messing around.
Anyway, so what did we just do right now?
We just watched Jurassic World.
Why did we do that?
Because it came out tomorrow.
And we review movies.
No, it so it officially comes out tomorrow, but it's preview night.
Right.
And our theater decided that, you know, we'll support that.
We can typically get out early.
Yeah, so we went to the preview night.
Yeah.
The crowd maybe 2/3 full.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad. They did do two showings. They did like a 7:00 and a 7:05.
Yeah.
So we were a little bit worried. We thought, oh, you know, it might be kind of crowded. It wasn't. It was just it felt like opening night for any other film, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a small town.
Yeah.
We live in a small town. All right. So first off, what were you expecting from this movie before we went into it?
Dude, honestly, I don't know. Not much.
I wasn't expecting much either.
Yeah, I expected a pretty movie. I mean, we talked about this earlier. I expected the movie to be pretty.
And then I said, well, other than Chris Pratt, what do you expect?
Good CG. Good CG, right?
You do have the headphones.
I do have the headphones. It's not too bad right now.
No? Okay.
We're going to play with sound a little bit.
We're trying to learn sound.
So there really isn't, you know...
Oh, you sound good.
I didn't expect a ton from it. I don't know. Did you go into this thinking...
The fourth one, which was the first of the reboot, Jurassic World, I made a ton of money.
I did make a ton of money.
And it was like, huh, well, I guess we got to make another one. And Colin Trevorrow, who wrote and directed the first one,
uh-huh.
He co-wrote this. He did not direct and he produced. Yeah, so, I mean, he was a part of it. I didn't expect a whole lot, especially because Rotten Tomatoes on this, it's like a 54.
Yeah.
That is just above Tomb Raider from this year's status, to give you an idea.
Well, but you know what else has
whatever that means
a low Rotten Tomatoes score is Transformers. And those make a lot of money.
Well, they make a lot of money, right? People show up, you know. But the I want to see it number,
mm-hmm.
whatever they call that, 98%.
See? That's high. Now, okay, let's talk about Jurassic Park, the whole franchise, for a second.
Okay, first one. Well, I was like 9 when it came out.
I remember when this movie came out, my parents went to go see it, right? And I begged them and begged them and begged them. I said, look, I really want to go see this movie. They said, no, you can't. It's just too scary. Right? And, you know, a couple years later, I saw it on video, and, the guy getting eaten off the toilet still scares me. But spoiler alert.
Just still afraid to go to the toilet.
Spoiler alert for Jurassic Park if you haven't seen it. Jurassic Park 2, Lost World, is that what it's called?
Lost World.
I enjoyed
it. There was actually a book called Lost World.
Yeah, I actually quite enjoyed that film. It was geared towards me at the time, right? My age group, I suppose. I thought it was a fun movie. Jurassic Park 3?
Forgettable.
Forgettable. I remember very little about it.
It's our boy Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
What did he just do recently?
Iron Man? No.
No. He did
Captain
the
America.
First Captain America. Uh-huh. But it was like a 40s thing. Because it's like, oh, yeah, Joe Johnson, he could do the 40. I don't remember either. Sorry.
Sorry, Joe.
He did Rocketeer. He's a 40s.
And that's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Just cut out.
Oh, darn it. Anyway, so.
You keep going.
So, where are you going?
I'm just checking to make sure this works. So, sorry about that. Our battery cut out.
Both
so started
batteries.
Again. It's good we checked. The odds that it went at the same time. Coincidence.
It has been running together.
yeah. Okay, so we didn't have super high expectations.
No.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I felt like a lot of it I'd seen before. I felt like there was a lot of
homage.
Yeah.
Like you do see an old turned over Jurassic Park Jeep. At the very beginning, I was like, you hear the doom.
Yeah.
Doom. You can't tell you're underwater. Oh, we're going to spoil things.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert, by the way.
Spoiler alert. I was like, oh, from the very beginning, are they going to do the water thing? Oh, you're underwater.
Yeah.
To start with. Because there's a sub. Yeah. Anyway. So, I really enjoyed it. There was a lot of times I was like, oh, this totally reminds me of Steven Spielberg.
It does, right?
Especially because the little girl.
Uh-huh.
The little girl is like, yes, that is something Steve would do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of homages. There's a lot of, I need to see this. She gets out of the truck, exact same shot as the first one. Just a lot of little things like that. And the movie's kind of sprinkled with them.
Oh, and there's definitely the Indiana Jones shot, which you see in the trailer, right? Where Chris Pratt, he's running down the hill.
Yeah.
And he's like, go, go, go. You know, that's Raiders.
Yeah.
That's Raiders. He's got a bunch of dinosaurs behind him. He's running down a hill out of the jungle. Oh, yeah. That's Raiders. Yeah. Absolutely. And then there's a shot in the boat when the door's closing.
Uh-huh.
And you see it closing in on their eyes. I'm like, that is Indiana Jones stuff right there. Absolutely Indiana Jones stuff.
Predictable. The movie was predictable.
The only thing that I think was unpredictable about the movie was they didn't catch all the dinosaurs at the end. You know?
Yeah.
Slightly surprising. It's like, oh, you're not going to catch them all.
Yeah.
This isn't Pokemon.
It's not Pokemon.
See what I did there? That was pretty good.
No, you slid it in there. You slid it in there for sure.
It was sly.
Anyway, more and more, and I've said this before, I said this about the last one that came out. It feels like they're going for the whole Transformers vibe for everything, you know, like just churn out movies that. And this one's going to have more, right? There's going to be more movies. They brought out some interesting stuff. That's not to say that there's not a lot that's interesting. The clone little girl, I thought, hey, there's an interesting story twist.
Yeah, in the middle of the movie, Joseph's like, she's a clone. Is that a joke, or are you like...
No.
I mean, it made sense.
Yeah.
It made sense.
Ever since they started hiding the book, I was like, oh, yeah, she's a clone. Or something, right?
If we could only get her to fight another clone.
But I don't know, little things like that.
You get the joke. It'd be Clone Wars.
It'd be Clone Wars, yeah. And that would be not Spielberg. He's hauling another truck. That's why it's so loud.
He's not trying to prove his manhood.
Anyway, like, I'm not sure that there's anything...
Or her.
I'm not sure that there's anything that we could say about this movie that couldn't be... That isn't already being said. Is it okay? Is it a good movie? Yes, it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. Is it worth going to see in the theater? Absolutely. Like,
it feels like a Jurassic Park World movie.
It's a very big kind of film, you know. I don't think people are gonna love it as much as they loved the last one, the newest one that came out. This one was Fallen Kingdom.
This one's called Fallen Kingdom. The other one is
just Jurassic World. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure there's much we can say about it that isn't already going to be said or nothing that...
Is it worth going to?
Absolutely.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Especially if you enjoy Jurassic Park movies.
If you're a fan of the franchise, obviously it's not going to live up to the first one, right?
You know what I thought was funny? the first shot we get of Dallas... No.
Dallas Bryce Howard?
Bryce Dallas.
Bryce Dallas Howard?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
Took me forever before I realized I was Ron Howard's daughter.
Really?
Took me forever. Anyway, you know, people made such a big deal about her running in high heels.
Yeah.
First shot in the movie, and someone's totally making a joke about it, was she was wearing heels. That was the first shot.
I didn't notice that.
It actually gets to running from dinosaurs, no, she got like boots on.
Yeah.
With flat boots.
Yeah, I didn't notice, but she did really well.
People make such a big deal.
Yeah. She did quite well in the movie. I think
she did fine.
I think she did better in this one than she did in the last one. Not that she did a bad job in the last one. I connected with her character a little bit more.
She, you know, in the last movie is like, oh, she's a dainty woman.
Yeah.
Type.
This time we've swapped out that for a guy.
She is not afraid of the moment.
Yeah. Well, but. I don't know. Everything in this movie feels really slapstick to me.
There were a couple good jokes right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when they first go to separate, right?
Yeah.
They get to the island, because they're always going to be on an island.
Uh-huh.
And they go to separate, and she's like, be careful, and he walks up really serious. And you're like, oh, no, this isn't going to be serious. But he plays it serious, which is why it's funny.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just want you to remember... If I don't come back, it's all your fault.
He brought me here.
So. You brought me here. It's like, oh, perfect. That was a good one.
Yeah, the movie's extremely lighthearted. As a matter of fact, I'm watching it the whole time thinking, man, this feels really PG. Like, there's no gore, like, at all. And I thought it was PG-13. I didn't realize the movie was PG.
Movie's PG.
Yeah. But I also kept in my mind, kept thinking, who's this movie for? You know, like, what audience are they trying to capture here?
So there was a kid in the audience.
Just.
Kept, like, shouting things out and everyone laughs. And I'm thinking, this is a scary movie. Why is this kid here? Maybe because it's rated PG.
it occurred to me, this movie is for, like, the young tweens, you know, trying to, like, the tweens and the younger kids. Like, this kid... That watched it with us tonight, he absolutely adored this movie.
Enjoyed it.
This is going to be something that sticks with him for a long time.
Hopefully in a good way.
You know what I mean? but, you know, oh, there's a dinosaur, right? You know, just the little things that he was saying was hilarious. But...
Yeah, a bit slapstick at the beginning.
Yeah. For the most part, most of the peril in the movie feels very slapstick. I mean, there's a few parts where people die, but in a way, it's almost comical. The villains, the bad guys in this movie, I feel like I'm watching like Rocky and Bullwinkle, you know, like Natasha and what's the other guy's name?
That's just Boris.
Boris and Natasha,
Natasha,
right?
And Boris.
That's just what it feels like to me. So the movie, like, it didn't take itself really. I mean, at one point, Chris Pratt runs towards the camera after punching a guy and does the blue steel face, you know, and it is very deliberate. And he just, and he looks around, and like, I giggled, you know, I. out loud in the theater in a very serious moment, but he just, you know, rushes forward after throwing this guy. It's just, so it's not a movie that takes itself incredibly seriously. It feels very slapstick. It's catering towards a younger generation of moviegoers, and I'm totally fine with that. Those are the people that you need to capture, you know, so that you can keep franchises like this alive. Are you doing a selfie right now?
I'm recording something for Instagram Live.
So
this is what this looks like. We're recording right now.
Yeah.
Anyway. Don't swipe up. You don't. No, that's Snapchat.
No, you swipe left. Is that Tinder? Are we on? I don't think we're on that.
My hair. Anyway.
Anyway, but so you know, it just doesn't not do it for me. But at the same time, I didn't expect it to, so I didn't feel too bad about it.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
A lot of references back. It before it, we were like, oh, so this is Lost World, because Lost World, the island comes back to the mainland, and this happens as well.
Oh, spoilers! Oh, we already warned you of that.
Yeah, we said that. But it's
yeah.
No, this felt, it didn't feel like Lost World, even though it did the same thing.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. It definitely felt like it was trying to tie itself back to the first movie.
Yeah. In a good way.
Yeah. I think they did a lot of good things. It was fun. It was aware of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yep. Check it out.
Well directed, well acted. It was okay. We liked it.
Yeah. I don't know what they could have done better.
Yeah. So have you guys seen this movie? What do you think? Let us know. Get a conversation going. Did you think it was mundane? Do you disagree with us? Do you think that it was freaking awesome and that we're just dumb and we're talking out of our buttholes?
We didn't really beat it up.
No, we didn't. But there's someone out there that's probably watching this going, this was the greatest movie ever made.
Thank you for watching. All right.
Let us know.
All right, thank you.